And so I bid you all grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia, amen. My brothers and sisters in Christ, woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking? As Mary came to the tomb that morning with the other women, the stone being thrown down and the tomb laying open was all she needed to see. If we harmonize John with the other evangelists, we surmise that she immediately concluded that Jesus' body had been taken and she did not stick around to investigate. Rather, she ran back to tell John and Peter, which meant that she missed the angels telling the other woman, "He's not here, but is risen, as he has said." And then she came back with Peter and John, and all there was the emptiness. Well, except for those grave cloths, which were a clue to all that his body had not been taken. After all, what sort of grave robber would strip a dead body of its linens before making off with it? Be that as may, all Mary could make sense of was that the tomb was empty. And that didn't make sense. And Peter John didn't know what to make of it either. It had been a strange few days, and that was even stranger. And so they went home, and Mary was left alone with the emptiness. And she wept. Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking? Now, John doesn't tell us why she was weeping, but I think we can hazard a guess. She'd come to the tomb that morning thinking that her life was bound to death. That is, with Jesus dead, she thought the only thing left for her to do was to take care of his dead body. Her love for him required it. But after that, what? She saw no future with him dead. His death bound her to a life empty of him, empty of hope. She'd come there to look after his dead body, but now it looked like even that was taken away from her. She had nothing that she could do for him, no little acts of care that she could take comfort in. And she didn't understand that all that emptiness at the tomb that morning was actually a very good thing. So her tears came. Again, sorrow, despair weighed heavy on her. Woman, why are you weeping? Now, I wonder if sometimes that isn't the same for us, maybe a little. Why are you weeping? I mean, certainly there are times we feel like our lives are bound to death, and not just in the sense of feeling our mortality or having the duty to look after a loved one as they are dying or having the obligation to take care of someone's remains with dignity. Now, I'm thinking of those times when it feels like we are bound to death because we are trapped and ensnared by our sin and we see no way out and no way forward. Or maybe it feels like we are bound to death because the life that we are living seems to offer little hope for joy, for success, for contentment. Or maybe we feel bound to death because the world has nothing to give us that we actually want. But here's the thing, when we feel all of that, we miss that it's actually a good thing. It is good when you find that this world does not offer you what you really need, when you find that your life is not something that gives you hope, and when you want to be free of your sin. Why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking? Now, in Mary's case, the one whom she was seeking in death was actually very much alive, right in front of her. For having brought sin and guilt and condemnation to an end on Friday, death no longer had any dominion over him. Indeed, death was broken. The ancient church liked to think of death as having burst its belly when it tried to swallow Jesus. For no matter how much of his life it took, he still had more. Death kept eating and eating and eating, and then death keeled over dead. Its grip on God's people was now coming to an end. Death is not forever. Christ is the first fruits, and he intends to bring the rest of us out of the grave with him. Just as the people had sought the wrong sort of Messiah during Jesus' public ministry, and so often missed that he was indeed the one promised by Moses and the prophets, Mary was seeking the wrong Lord that morning. She was looking for a dead one, but the real Lord and her God, was and is a living Lord. He was alive and full of life for all. Death was swallowed up, and now was the time for tears to be wiped away. And again, what about us? Why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking? Your Lord, your God, Jesus is alive right in front of you here in his word and in his sacraments. He is alive and he is full of life and love for all. Seek the living Lord, Jesus, who comes to you. for he will loose you from the bonds of death just as he loosed Mary and gave her new life, a life with news worth telling, because Jesus died and lives, because sin is over and guilt undone and death broken, and you and I, we are reconciled to the Father, and Jesus is our God, and his Father is our Father, and his resurrection is ours. Are you bound to sin? Christ lives, and he has come to you to give you a life that sin cannot twist. You are forgiven, and you are freed. Does this life offer you little hope for joy, success, or contentment? Well, seek your life in Christ, for in him is redemption, joy, and life, life that will never end. Does this world seem to have nothing that you want? Great, turn to Jesus, alive and triumphant, who calls you his co-heir. Christ is risen. Yes, and he lives, and his tomb is empty, and he is full of life. His sacrifice was accepted. Sin is covered. Condemnation is gone, and death is rendered impotent. He lives, and no matter things present or things to come, no matter life or death, no matter tribulation or heartache, fear or weakness, he shares his life with you that you may live in him. So rejoice, my friends. The one you seek is here. The time for weeping has come to an end. You have new life in him, so go and live it. For Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah, amen. And now may that peace that surpasses all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until the glorious day of his appearing. Amen. We continue with the anthem.